What's up, podcast? Today we're getting a little deep, a little less positive than normal as I'm talking about some of my struggles, from the things I went through, and all of that good stuff, so stay tuned. So like I said, I'm going to be talking about some of the things I've struggled with, some of the things I've gone through, some of the things I'm going through, and just kind of where I'm coming from. And this is something I haven't really written anything down. I'm just going to kind of ramble, and bear with me. So this is an episode I've been actually really afraid of making for a long time, as something that recently it's just been really weighing on me to make it and to talk about it and just put something out about it, because it's something that I've slowly been more open about and kind of dropped in other episodes, but it's something that I just want to take right now and just put it out there. I think that, I don't know why, but I know it's important that I do. It's something that kind of my conscience is telling me to do, so I'm just going to go with it. So one of the things I've struggled with for years and years is anxiety and depression. It's something that I've had at varying intensities over a very long period of time. It's something that I've made huge amounts of progress in. Recently, I've been looking back and reading some things I've written and talked about, and some of the things I used to think, and comparing that to now, and it's like night and day. And it's something that I've struggled with for a really long time. And it's not like I have it all figured out. It's not like I'm 100%, but I am went from being 5% to 90. Something like that. And it's just, anxiety and depression has been a huge struggle for me for a long time. It's somewhere where I'm getting to a really good place with. And it's something that I want to share that I've been through, because I know a lot of people who have been through it, who are going through it, who will end up going through it, because it's something that today is so prevalent and so important to handle and talk about and deal with. And we're doing a really good job, I think, as a society of talking about it more and making mental health a much bigger issue, a much bigger topic of discussion, and there's a lot more help for it. And I wanted to throw my voice kind of into the medley of people, because it's something that for me has been a very real part of my life, that I've learned a lot about me and about how to deal with it and about the world through it. And it's a huge reason why I started this podcast, was because I kind of knew that I wanted to do something to help other people, that I wanted to figure out this stuff. Like, when I first started the podcast a year ago, even then, I had dealt with a fair amount of issues that I had. And in the last year, I have grown so much, learned so much, and done a lot. And it's really amazing to me that so much has happened in the last year, where I'm writing a book right now. I'm about halfway through editing it, and I'll keep you guys posted who are listening about it. But it's a collection of poems that I've written spanning over a long period of time. And some of them, it's just like, they're not happy poems, I'll put it like that. And they're things I wrote a long time ago. And it's just seeing a very clear image of where I was compared to who I am now and where I am now. Recently, it's just been mind-blowing, and I'm so grateful for that. And I'm kind of proud of it, and it's something that I've had a lot of struggles with, and I want to, again, just put that out there. It's something that for years I had really low self-esteem, and then the last year I've really been able to kind of bump up, and I'm at this really weird place now that I never thought I'd get to. That it's like, I used to have this weird dream late at night of like, maybe one day I'll be the kind of person that I am and I'll feel the way I feel right now. And it's not like I have it all figured out or that I've arrived or anything, but it's something that I've become significantly better at. It's somewhere where I used to be at like 10%. Now I'm closer to like 80, 90%. And it's something that I feel really passionately about. It's one of the few things in life where I can point to it and say, like, yeah, I did that. I have dealt with that. And it's something that I've really felt the need to talk on a podcast about. It's just kind of been weighing on me. So I'm hoping that one of you guys out there really gets something out of this episode and can get something tangible from it. And so, to me, I've dealt with a few other things. I've dealt with struggling with meaning a lot. And that's something I've been talking on the podcast more frequently about, because I really think it's important, as something that I've come to a few basic kind of conclusions and ideas about that I like. at least for now, somewhere thing where it's just one of those things I struggled with for a long time, and that I'm hoping that through the content I've put out, it's helped at least one other person with. There was a time where I had some brief symptoms of mild PTSD and things like that, that it's like I've been able to deal with and work through, and that I know I wouldn't be able to do that alone if I didn't know there was other people, if I didn't have support from people around me. And if it's something that you're in that place, if you're in pain and suffering, if you reach out, I guarantee you, the people around you, your family, your friends, if you reach out to professionals, which I highly recommend, it's like you will find more help and more love there than you will possibly imagine there was. And you realize that it's not something you have to go through alone, because I tried and I don't think you can do it. You're going to need help and you're going to need support. And if you reach out, you'll find it. And it's a huge reason I talk about the things I do, is because it's like having been in those places, and again, I'm still working through some of it, but it's like I'm hoping I can help somebody else. I'm hoping I can reach back and help someone and take their hand and walk with them and kind of carry an umbrella in the rain, if you will. I've been working on getting over a lot of things for a long time, most of which have been highly mental based on a few actual things. And it's something that I know I'm not the only one. And I know there's a lot of people I know who are struggling or have struggled or will end up struggling with things like this. So if you know someone like that, share this episode with them, share a resource with them, or just reach out a hand. Just let them know that you're there. If, you know, take this week and take the friends and family really care about and tell them exactly what they mean to you. Because even if you're not struggling with it, even if they're not, it's like that amount of community and love that you just put out when you tell people that you care about them and you tell people how amazing they are. It's like, it makes you feel good. It makes them feel good and builds that relationship. And it's something that as I move forward in the podcast, I want to talk a little bit more about, because it's something that I do have experience there and something I do feel passionately about and something that I do think I can legitimately add value in. And I just wanted to make this episode real quick about it, because it is such a real problem. Anyway, man, this was weird to say all of this, and I don't know. I was afraid for a long time of saying it. Now that I have, it's like, it's not, it doesn't seem as bad. That's something where it's been something I've dealt with for a while, for a very, very long time, and something that, as I've talked about with more friends and family, it's become a lot easier. And now I'm putting it out there. I'm hoping it resonates with some people, and I'm hoping it helps some people. And if you want to hear more about some of these experiences and some of the tools I've used to kind of climb out of a hole, and if you want to continue with me on this journey, which is why it's called the Journey Podcast now, is make sure you're subscribed. If you're not, what are you doing? If you haven't told your friends about the podcast, do that. Post on social media. If you know someone who is struggling, or you're struggling, or you know of people that are struggling, share this, post about it, you know, hit the little share button, text it to a friend, all that good stuff. And thank you so much for listening. All of you people who listen are just so amazing, beautiful, wonderful people. And thank you for all the support that you've given me. And if you want to continue to support the podcast and you haven't already, hit the support link in the show notes below. For just like a dollar, a couple of dollars a month, you can do a whole lot to help support the podcast by just hitting the support link. Send me an email if it's something you struggle with, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I possibly can, and I'll send you links, and I'll talk to you, and I'd be more than happy and open to talk to any of you who feel you need it. Reach out to a professional if you need help, and don't forget to tell the people around you that you love them and that you care about them and that you're grateful for them, because one day you won't be able to, and you don't know how much better it'll make you feel, and you don't know who it might help around you. And with that, you guys are all really amazing people. Have a great rest of your week and take care.